This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Mayor, we ran a story yesterday about an ATV being pursued by Buffalo police vehicles. Some video we were able to obtain. Have you seen that video, and what steps are being taken to address it?
Someone brought the video to my attention late last night. I did see the video. But at this point, we talking to the police commissioner and others in the department. It's now been moved to an internal affairs investigation. At that point, that's kind of removed from my purview. I don't involve myself in internal affairs investigations. I haven't, and I won't in the future. Those are strictly done within that department. We certainly want to make sure that all of our officers are operating in the proper procedure so that everyone is safe, but at this point it's been turned over to internal affairs and they're going to continue to look into it.
Well, Mayor, illegal ATV activity has been an issue in the city for years, right? What is the city doing right now to address that, and what's being done differently than it's been done in past years?
Yeah, it's been a problem for a number of years, and it's something that we've raised concerns about in the past. We've increased fines, things like that. Changed legislation where we can take and impound vehicles, things like that. We'll continue to look at what we can do. We've had conversations with the commissioner and others in the department about what we can do to kind of enforce this a little bit more. And hopefully we can come up with a couple things in the near future to address it.
Switching gears here, just want to address the animal shelter. I know a couple weeks ago we put out a release. Can you just talk about that update? And I know recently, too, there was a group that rescued some of the dogs from the animal shelter. So just update on the entire situation.
Yeah, we are, like I've mentioned, we are finalizing an agreement for a new location. It's really just paperwork at this point and finalizing it. We have a final meeting on that tomorrow at City Hall where we'll be finalizing things. So you're going to hear about the new location in the very near future. This is something we've been working on for months. If you see in the budget that we proposed and was approved, there's additional positions for the animal shelter. So it's not something we've kind of thrown together last minute here. It's something we've been working on and having negotiations on for quite some time. So in the next few days, you'll be hearing about it.
Definitely updated conditions you're hoping to see compared to what's going on right now.
Yeah, this will be a tremendous facility for the animals, for the workers, for the visitors, for people who come in and take care of animals. It'll be a tremendous facility.
Do you know offhand how much was allocated in the budget that was just approved?
For the positions, I don't have the number off the top of my head, no.
Just to follow up to the stabbing from earlier, from over the weekend, was there an arrest made?
I could let the chief talk about that, but I think that at this point right now, it's a lot of it's just the investigation stage, but I can let the chief talk about it.
Absolutely. So at this time period, there's no arrest made. The police officers and detectives are actively investigating the incident. As of the time of incident, the victims were not compliant, but we are still actively investigating it. And we have been down to pull video camera footage, and the detectives have been interviewing any parties who are of knowledge.
And you were able to confirm three people stabbed?
Yes, correct.
What message do you have for folks who heard about that incident over the weekend and maybe want to come back to Chippewa but are just unsure?
I think the mayor hit the nail on the head when he said that those things aren't going to be tolerated. You know, we have to make sure that we keep the Chippewa area safe for all patrons, and that includes activity from us, but it also includes conduct from all of our citizens and the civilians who attend the Chippewa functions and want to be downtown. We have to make sure that we're holding ourselves to a standard that keeps everyone down here safe.
Was that incident the catalyst kind of for this news conference today and to kind of finally get this put into motion?
Yeah, we've had conversations with the Chippewa Alliance for some time about, you know, just even when I was council member or council president and continuing as mayor, about what we can do to enhance things down here along Chippewa to make sure it's a premier destination for people, but also a safe destination for people. So, you know, I think the incident last weekend was just kind of the straw that broke the camel's back and said, all right, well, we've got to implement some changes down here, make it more safe, make it more open for people to walk through, things like that, give it a more relaxed feel through here, but also without the vehicular traffic, things like that, the officers are more visible, so hopefully serve as a deterrent to some of the behavior that was referenced earlier. So again, we're not done though. This isn't a finished product. This is a conversation that will be ongoing with our partners down here to do anything else we can to restrict some of the, or to correct some of the behavior that's been taking place.
And Chief Champion, back to that ATV incident, what is the policy for BPD when pursuing vehicles like ATVs?
Well, typically Buffalo Police Department does have a non-pursuit policy, you know, unless there's an egregious or incredibly active violent incident that's happening at that time period. So that's going to be one thing that we investigate when we look at these incidents, rather not that pursuit was in alignment with our policy.
Are you able to give us any sort of details on the date that happened, where that happened? I know it's under investigation, but what can you tell us since it is your district?
Well, it is actively being investigated by Internal Affairs, so we try to avoid talking about specifics about the incident itself. But we do know that it was in that area, in the Front Park area, and we do know that it was on the 25th. And I'd avoid talking about specific details considering that we're still combing through all the facts about it, and I'll leave it at that, but we are actively investigating that as well.
Any timeline on that? Do you know when that investigation might be completed?
Oh, I can't say. The investigations can vary as far as time period, depending on the amount of solvability, the amount of evidence that's available, and the amount of detectives that we have or investigators that we have assigned to it. So it could vary.
Just to clarify, it is against policy to pursue an ATV in that manner that the officer
It depends on the situation, circumstantially. So we'll have to review our policy and make sure that the actions were in alignment with our policy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.